Welcome to Kendall Speaks. My name is Brian Stewart, Kendall Campus President, and today we have a very special version of Kendall Speaks. For those of you who don't know, this is a podcast that we've been doing for about a year and a half here that focuses on students, faculty, and staff. And we've had close to 40 different podcasts, and today we thought that we'd do it live here at the Kendall Fredshaw Plaza. So I'd first like to introduce our executive producer, Paul Klein, over here tweaking the dials. His assistant and producer, Alex Bellows, and my head writer over here, Christina Sines. So please come over and get some pie. We're going to interview the winners of our pie contest here in a minute. If you want to be interviewed, come up to the table here. We got a lot of people we want to talk to today. And the first person we want to talk to is Santa Claus. So Santa Claus, come on up. Santa, come sit down. Santa's a bit of a ham today.
What, there's no music to play me to the couch?
Well, you want to sing Jingle Bells or something?
Only if everyone joins in. Are we ready? Jingle bells in a key of Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow
okay.
And a one-horse. Oh, that's enough.
That's enough singing for today. Santa, tell us what's going on in your world today. What do you have to share with us?
Well, I want to share with all of our MDC community, our faculty, our staff, our students as well, that this is a season to be grateful, but it's also a season to be giving. And there's an opportunity for all of us to be doing that as we begin today the MDC Miami-Dade College Kendall Holiday Toy Drive. Yes! We are partnering with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots to collect new and unwrapped toys for families and children in our own community who are in need and who may otherwise not have a very happy Christmas. So,
Santa, where do we put those toys and things we bring?
So all of you who want to donate, and I do encourage you all, reach into your heart and find a little something to give. The collection boxes are located in three places on campus. In Building 2, the Learning Commons. Anybody here from Learning Resources?
Learning resources. Serving pie.
So on the first floor, computer courtyard, and the second floor in the library, you will find collection boxes waiting for you. Just leave your gifts right there in the box. But also, Building R in the lobby of Building R, you will also find a donation box. Just leave your new and unwrapped gifts there for children ages 2 to 12. And you can donate beginning today until December 17.
All right.
That's more than a month. So when you're out shopping and getting those doorbuster deals, pick up one little extra something to share with our community. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Santa, for being here. Merry Christmas and have a great day. All right, our next guest on Kendall Speaks is Malika from HR. Malika, come up. How are you doing? Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I like that sweater. That's very appropriate for Thanksgiving with some good colors there.
Thank you.
So let's ask you this. If you hosted Thanksgiving for your team, who would you treat to cook?
I would definitely have to pick Suhei, because she's typically always cooked for her family every day. So she would be the person that I would choose.
And where are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
At home. I'm from the island, so my mom usually cooks oxtail, peas and rice, mac and cheese. We have it all different types of sort of meats.
Okay. Well, that's very good. What's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
I'm being with my family, and I'm grateful to be able to still experience that with all my loved ones and my son and everyone, and I'm just grateful for my health, you know?
Well, we thank you for being on Kendall Speaks today, and we thank you for all you do in HR, because without you, we'd be in trouble. So thank you for everything.
All right, bye.
All right, give Malika a big round of applause. All right, next on Kendall Speaks, is our one and only SGA president, Naya. Come on down. Incidentally, for those of you that don't know, when we first started Kindle Speaks last August, our very, very first group was the SGA officers.
Yes, sir.
So we're continuing that. How's your semester going?
It's been really good. We've just been working really hard. Classes have been really good. I'm very excited because we've had so many opportunities to really bond as a team and make very big impacts on the campus and the college itself. SGA has been able to participate in the opening of the Freedom Tower and so many other monumental things for the college. So it's been an amazing opportunity for sure.
Yeah, it's been great to see you at all those events. Anything coming up in the spring semester, the end of the fall, you want to highlight?
So we are working towards building more community projects. We have the farm share that's coming up soon. And yeah, we're just trying to develop right now our spring semester.
Good.
Trying to do more activities. And yeah, any ideas, bring them along. For sure.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving here. If your Thanksgiving dinner, who's going to eat the most? Who's the biggest pig of your team?
In my team, honestly, we're all very big foodies. We all go out to eat a lot, and we eat anything. We go to Apocalypse and we just eat anything. I don't know. I think if I had to pick one, it would probably be Miguel.
Oh, Miguel.
For sure.
You're going to defend yourself on that in a minute?
But yeah, we all love, we're big foodies, so it just depends on what we're eating.
Well, thank you, Nye, for your leadership and everything you've done this semester. We appreciate you. Thank you. All right, next let's bring one of our talented professors, Professor Kim Kaufman. Come on down. How are you? Good to see you. So what is your Thanksgiving like? What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm actually going to have, we're going out to dinner, actually. So I'm taking my mom up, and we're going to go meet my sons and my daughter-in-laws and their in-laws, so their parents and her parents. We all get together. We're going to an Irish restaurant, and we're having really good, delicious turkey cranberries.
And where is this a secret restaurant, or can you share?
No, I'll share. It's called Fields. It's called The Fields. It's in Fort Lauderdale. It is up in Davie. It is so funny because I lived up there, and I didn't know anything about it. My son and daughter-in-law found it, and so my oldest up here. Well, so we all go now.
I always love restaurants. And tell our audience what you teach, just so they know who you are, because they're all going to want to take your class now.
Oh, I hope so. I am a psychology faculty member. I also have a master's in criminal justice, so I teach online criminal justice. But I'm teaching this research methods course that if you're going to FIU, please consider taking Introduction to Social Research. And I teach psychology of genocide, human sexuality, lots of psychology courses.
All those very important classes. So here's your question. Yeah. What is your go-to cafeteria vending machine snack during finals week?
Well, my go-to cafeteria vending machine snack is the biggest Frappuccino I can possibly get.
Oh, boy.
With caramel, no whipped cream, and oat milk. So it's delicious.
All right. Well, Professor Kaufman, thank you for stopping by. And
thank you.
Thank you for all you do for our students.
Thank you so much.
All right. Next is Elisa Gonzalez, our SGA secretary. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How's your semester going?
Pretty good.
Has it been challenging, getting a little tight here at the end, a lot of papers and stuff too? Are you okay?
No, I'm doing good. It's been a very smooth semester.
And how do you plan to spend Thanksgiving? What are your plans?
I planned on having a big family dinner with everyone from my family. Everybody's going to come down, and we're just going to do dinner and hang out.
Tell us what the one thing you're thankful for besides a day off, which we all enjoyed yesterday, by the way.
So I'm really thankful for spending time with my family and friends.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all you do for the semester, and we're glad to have you as the SG officer and a student here at the Kendall campus. So thank you, Elisa.
Thank you.
All right. All right, you want to come be interviewed, come up here and see us on stage. All right, next, Jacqueline Parra. Yes, our vice president for SGA. Another one of our amazing officers. How's your semester going?
Hello, it's been all right. It's been going good.
Yeah, what's your major? Remind me, journalism?
Business.
Finance. All right, a good business major. So if you could invite any one celebrity to Thanksgiving dinner, it's a great question. Who would it be?
I would have to go with Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, and
tell
I would
me
have
why.
Him bring everything. I'd have him bring the turkey, the sweet potato, the mashed potatoes. I mean, who else can I have bring the best Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true. You
Other
have
than
a,
Gordon
a great
Ramsay.
Cook. I was hoping I'd make that list. But so tell me about your Thanksgiving. Where do you celebrate it? What do you do?
I think we're going to do it at my house with my family, invite everyone over, have a big dinner. I'm going to cook some mashed potatoes. I love cooking mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to be doing.
Well, if you have any leftovers, remember where I live. Thank you for all you do, Jacqueline.
No,
I appreciate
you
and SGA. All right. Let's keep rolling here. All right. Next is Yuri. Come on up. Yuri, how you doing? Hey, yeah. Sit down there and just grab the mic. So what's your major?
My major is engineering.
Engineering. You like math?
A little bit.
Okay. That's my discipline. I love math. So what do you do for Thanksgiving? How do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, I spend it with my family, and then, you know, I like eating.
Eat a lot. Are they all local?
Huh? Yeah, all my family's local.
All right. What's your pregame hype song, and what's the song that would kill the mood if it's played before a game?
I think Beethoven. But, yeah, I think, like, any type of rap.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, all the vulgar stuff, like, I don't like that.
You don't like that stuff, huh? That's no. good. How long have you been at the Kindle campus?
This is my first year here.
Say again?
This is my first year here.
First year, and everything going well?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you at Kindle, and thanks for stopping by, Yuri.
Thank
Great
you.
To see you. All right, Miguel, come on. Miguel Rojas, one of our officers, need to defend yourself here. They say you like to eat. Is that true?
Yes, I actually really do like to eat.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing to eat at the moment or of all time?
Oh, just any all time.
Like chicken tenders and mac and cheese. That's my main two. But if I had to pick one, then yeah, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Are
yeah.
Are you a good cook?
Well, my mom wants me to be a better cook, but my dad says, like, you don't got to worry about that. But I'm just trying to, like, be a better cook. Yeah, I'm trying, but I'm not really.
Well, you get better with age.
Yeah.
As you practice. All right. What's your funniest or most embarrassing moment on campus this fall?
This fall? Or
so far. So far.
Oh, so far. Okay. I think one of the most embarrassing moments that I've had on campus had to be my fall semester for my freshman year, so that was last year. And I didn't know where my classes were. And by the time that I got my schedule, I didn't really know all the buildings. So I went to building R, and I was trying to look at all the classroom numbers and trying to figure out, oh, if my class is here or there. And I wasn't looking where I was going, and I was going down the stairs. So I ended up tumbling down the stairs into the next platform.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And when nothing happened. I didn't break anything. And thank God nobody was there to watch me. But I did have my book bag on me. So I felt everything in my back. It hurt. But I'm good now. I know where my buildings are.
Yeah, and you make it to class on time now,
yes,
right?
Of course.
All right, tell us your major again.
My major is psychology.
Psychology. All right, well, Professor Kaufman over here, do you know her?
Yes, actually,
I
do.
She's a rock star. All
yes.
right. Well, thank you, Michael, for all your service to SGA, and it's
thank
a pleasure
you.
To have you on today. Have a
thank
great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Michael, how are we doing? So tell me about the pie-eating contest first.
Oh, no, that was tough. It was way too difficult. I can't finish that pie by myself.
What'd you eat? What pie?
No, just regular pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin
that one was impossible.
All right.
I don't know how I'm not vomiting right now.
Uh-oh, let's don't do that. So tell us what song that should be played at a campus event that you like to hear.
Well, I mean, I would pick different music depending on the kind of event. But, like, let's say if it's like an active event, you know, you want people to be up, dancing. I really like, hype music. I would say Can't Tell Me Nothing by Kanye West. That one really pumps me up a lot. So I would say Can't Tell Me Nothing, Kanye West.
All right. What are your Thanksgiving plans? Do you know yet?
No. I mean, I've been hearing things up in the air. Nothing really confirmed, but I just want to spend it, you know, with people that I love. And that I appreciate, the people that I'm thankful for.
That's right. All right, it's good. And maybe do a little study and get ready for finals, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, pleasure having you here today, and have
Thank
a great rest
so
of the
much,
semester.
Sir.
Thank you. Meredith, one of our rock stars from our Learning Center. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you going to spend Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go visit my family. They live about 2 hours north of Miami.
Whereabouts, what city?
Stuart.
I was just through there last night.
Really?
They misspell it, though.
That's true. They need to change the spelling.
We drove back from New Orleans, from Orlando last night, and we saw Stuart. So that's a good drive.
That's where I'll be.
All right. So what's your go-to? Coffee or cafecito?
I like it all.
Okay. Either one, huh?
Yes. So in the morning, I usually have 5 cups of coffee.
5? Wow.
Yes. And then when I get to work, cafecito.
Okay. So. Who makes the best cafecito here?
Ooh. That's a hard question.
Maybe we need to have
when we have sweets with Stuart.
Oh, great. That's a great answer. Maybe we need to have a competition with that sometime.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah. I would love to be a judge.
And then one more question. Tell us how the Living Library went last week.
Oh, it was amazing. We had visitors from the community. We had people from the Miami Zoo sharing their stories. We had the chief of police from Doral. And we had Professor Rita Fernandez-Sterling, so it was an amazing experience, and students had a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here today, and thank you for all you do for our students.
Thank you.
And for those of you who don't know, we have a number of podcasts. Paul, jump on the mic here real quick. Sorry to bring him out of his duties there. Talk a little bit about what podcasts, and this is the man that helps pull these off. Talk about where our podcasts are and a little advertisement of where they can get to them.
Oh, okay. So the Speech and Podcast Lab is in room 2207, right here in Building 2, second floor, right next to the English department. And we have 2 podcast rooms, 1 video room. And students can start their podcasts with us. You don't have to do it for a class. And you can just have fun with it.
All right. Well, thank you. I just want to bring you on and thank you for all you've done. Paul was the idea that brought Kindle Speak. So I want to give you a big round of applause and thank you for that. So
of course. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Anna and Matilda. All right. I like the sweatshirts there, ladies. That's really nice. So tell us, what are your majors?
Dual enrollment.
Dual enrollment. Okay. What high school do you go to?
Homeschool.
Well, we're glad you've chosen Miami-Dade College. All right, so which one do you prefer? And boy, you're going to have to tell me, Turkey or Lincoln? I'm from Texas.
Turkey.
See,
Turkey.
What is Lincoln, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't know. All right, mashed potatoes or tostones? I know what that is.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's the right thing. What are your majors?
We're in dual enrollment.
Do you know what you want to major in college yet or too early?
No. Too early.
What do you like about Miami-Dade College Kendall campus?
The Starbucks.
Starbucks is pretty popular. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming by, and we hope you'll continue your career
thank
at
you.
Miami-Dade. Anything we can do, let me know. My office is right over there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies. All right. Who's next? Victoria, come on down. How you doing? SGA officer. What's your major?
I am a mass communication major.
Mass communications. All right. What high school did you go to?
I went to Palmetto.
Palmetto. All right. That's a good school. All right. What's your favorite movie? Elf or Home Alone?
Oh, that's easy. Home Alone.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
The iconic moment when Kevin McAllister goes like, oh, when he puts like the aftershave. That's just such a good moment.
Have you ever seen Die Hard?
No, I haven't. I'll have to check it out.
Well, I can't ask you the question. The real question a lot of people ask is Die Hard a Christmas movie? So if you haven't seen it, I can't answer.
I'll have to check it out.
I have to research and let me know. All right. Alrighty. Well, thanks for stopping by, Victoria.
Thank you.
Thanks for serving pie today over there today.
Of course.
We appreciate you. All right. Vivian, come on in from recruitment. How you doing? How long? Yeah, just pick up a microphone there. How long have you been at the college?
41 years.
What? 41 years. You guys hear that? 41 years. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to gather with the family and be thankful for our life and be able to gather together and enjoy each other.
Are they all local or do you?
Not all of them, but some of them will.
Okay. Yes. All right. Here you have a question for me.
Yes. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful to this campus with all the great people and students that are here. It's amazing, amazing. We always have a great time, whether it's pie or cookouts. But I'm also thankful for family too. My son is in Texas and my daughter's in New Orleans, so we're gonna try to all be together. I'm going to a little small town in Oklahoma for Thanksgiving to see a bunch of family that I haven't seen in a few years. So, so family and just being together.
That's
so.
The way to think. Be thankful for.
Thank you, Victoria.
Another question. Yeah. How many years have you been in the college?
That's a great question. This is my end of my seventh year at Miami-Dade College. So
different campus or only at
I was at medical for about 6 years and then 5 and a half, and I've been here for a year and a half.
I started at the medical also and transferred to the Kendall.
What did you do at medical?
International students.
Yes. Yeah. We have that in common.
Thank you. Be thankful, everybody. Happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you, Victoria, for stopping by. Appreciate it. All right. Next, we are very honored to have the winners of our pie competition. Amanda, pick up the microphone. You guys have a seat here. Congratulations, guys. All right. So tell me how it feels to win.
¿Cómo se sienten ganar?
Okay. I'm very happy.
¿Cómo se sienten ganar?
Oh, feliz.
Was it hard? What was the hardest part about it?
Estaba duro. ¿Y cuál era la parte más dura de la competencia?
Tragar.
Fast? What pie did you eat?
¿Cuál pie usted comió?
¿Cómo se llama el de pumpkin pie? ¿No?
Pumpkin pie.
Igual, todo.
They're all pumpkin pie.
Oh, man, that's my weakest link. All right, so I understand that Richard is going to buy the winter pizza. Is that what I heard, or did I mishear that?
He is.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being the winner. So,
felicidades, gracias por participar. Y todo lo que ustedes hacen por el campus.
All right, let's bring up a very special group. I'd like to bring up our volleyball co-players. Come on up. And Coach Kiko and Steven, our SID, come on up. What's up, Coach? Good. Ladies coming? They're shy. Bring them up. While you ladies come up, I want to ask our athletic director, Mike Bellotto, to come up here. Because today's a very special day, I understand. What is it, man?
I'm 50, baby.
50, is that right? All right, let's sing him happy birthday. On three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you very much.
Thanks for all your leadership. Now, I'm excited to talk to this next group, Coach Kiko. I watched every point of every game this week from Disney World. My wife yelled at me because I was on a ride watching you guys whoop this you-know-what out of our nemesis down there. So, Coach, tell us how it feels to win, be state champions.
Definitely feels good. Because we missed it for the last 3 years, especially beating Florida Southwestern.
Yeah, man. Let's have some applause on that. And now you, young lady, you probably don't get to listen to the broadcast, but you ought to go back and listen to it. I think you were 25 out of 25 in a row. Is that right? That's what the announcer was saying. You hit 25 points in a row.
Steven will be
I don't think that's right. But she was definitely stellar this weekend.
Well, they said I forgot how they said it, but that you didn't make an error for quite a while. So you should listen to the broadcast.
Okay, I'll definitely give it a listen. Yeah.
Dr. Stewart's right. You started the game off 8-for-8, something like that. So
yeah. So what did you girls think about beating them? You think you're in their head now? You got them going forward? Because we're gonna see them again, aren't we?
It was just a really exciting experience, especially taking down, like, our biggest rival.
Yeah.
So we basically knocked down the first two steps, and we're missing the biggest one. So we're going in stronger than ever because we know that they're going to come back stronger than ever to beat us.
And you beat them in their home, right? You beat them in their home.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Let's give them a round of applause for that. And then look at these medals, guys. Those, I just saw those. And then tell me what happened on Sunday. Who did we play on Sunday for district?
So on Sunday, we took on Andrew College, who was the runner-up of Region 10. And, you know, the girls took care of them, you know, fairly quick. So
yeah, it was three straight.
They punched their ticket to nationals.
Yeah, our college president was anxiously awaiting me to text the results. And I waited till all three were over. She goes, "What took so long?" I said, "Well, it didn't take long. You guys took it to them." Coach Kiko, talk about going to nationals. What are our game plan? I know you've thought about the process. And do we know who we play first yet?
No, we're going to find out today at 2 p.m.
Okay.
It's to stay healthy, play together. I think that's the main thing. And obviously, we had the support here at Miami-Dade College, standing in front of president, Madame Pumariega, yourself, the whole athletics department and coaches. And the plan is just follow instruction and do what we've always been doing, playing hard.
And I don't know if I mentioned it, but they are the number one team in the nation. And you've beaten the number two team in the nation and the number three team in the nation, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Well, I'm really proud of you. I can't wait till next week because I think it's Miami-Dade College's time. And we're going to take care of business. Right, ladies? All right. Thank you for coming on, Coach.
Thank you.
All
right. Thank you, Dr. Stewart.
Thank you, guys. All right. I want to thank everyone for coming to Kendall Speaks today. Paul, Alex, Christina, thank you for your help. I don't know how many guests we ran through, but it was good. Thank you all for becoming a part of Kendall Speaks. One final announcement. We do two or three programs this week, so if you would like to be on a podcast, let me know. See Christina and we'll do it. So thank you all for coming, and that's all for now.